You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
Join us for our weekly broadcast, His Abounding Grace, with Minister Vanessa Williams. That's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. On Wednesday afternoons at 1 p.m., join Reverend Gwendolyn Dixon for the Midday Glory Prayer Line. The dial-in number is 641-715-3580. The access code is 732-499. And Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you. That's with Pastor Paul Morgan of Chosen Generation Ministries in Richmond, Virginia. On Thursdays, live at 12 noon, join Reverend Pat Randall for Declaring the Finished Work, for an hour of worship, exhortation, and prayer. Reverend Ray and friends are here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with the Joy of the Lord on Friday Night Joy. Sundays at 7 p.m., join Reverend Ray for Bread of Life, for a word in season. And don't forget our monthly broadcast. First Mondays of every month at 7 p.m., be blessed with the teaching ministry of Apostle Shirley Jones on Lifeline. On third Mondays at 7 p.m., join Evangelist Lewis McElwain for Adoration, a broadcast of worship and ministries on the mission field. Second Saturdays of the month, join Reverend Curtis, Reverend Novena, and Minister Jordana for Bold and Beautiful, a youth and young adult broadcast setting the world on fire with the love of Jesus. All broadcast times are Eastern Standard Time. Hey, family. We are excited to have two new broadcasts added to the When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network. Marriage Takeover, The Body of One, hosted by Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson. It airs every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our hosts cover a wide range of topics to help build stronger marriages. They leave nothing off the table. Our newest broadcast, R3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk, will air every second Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our hosts, Elston Green, Cleophas Malone, Antonio Mitchell, and Ray Rose, will create a space by men and for men to have real conversations. It's time to be free, men, from false standards and the expectations of society, family, and self.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
Challenge to Change. where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth and relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
You guys, take a quick look at your notes and see what stood out to you on Sunday so that we can do a quick review. Cynthia, you have what do you call anonymity? Because you already told us on. Yeah, she already told us. So you say, she said, thank God. Hallelujah. Who else spoke on Sunday? Curly, so you free? They excited about not having to share, huh? Yes, sir, buddy. They. All right. Corey in the back. Go ahead, sir.
Making a decision is making a decision.
Okay, not making a decision is making a decision. What does that mean to you, Corey?
Okay, for example, today I had to make a decision. I'm turning in a truck tomorrow for the current company I work for.
Okay.
And I was trying to get transportation back from South Boston, Virginia, which is probably about maybe 2 hours and maybe 10 minutes away from Richmond. And I was trying to get transportation, like a rental car, so I wouldn't have to inconvenience somebody else's schedule to follow behind me to drop the truck off. So I had to make a decision, and the lady said, well, what you can do, you can work Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we can give you a rental car on Monday afternoon. I said in my head, no, I'm not going to do that. So I made a decision to say, hey, the truck will be back tomorrow, and I will find a way to get back to Richmond. So thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Decision is made. Okay. So he don't have to sleep on it, right? Okay. All right. What, Michelle?
Okay. I've got the 3-step plan.
Okay. All right.
Everything starts with a decision.
Uh-huh.
Then write it down.
Okay.
And then say it and write it for 21 days.
Okay. All right. Say it one more time.
Okay. Everything starts with a decision.
Okay.
So make one.
Okay.
Write it down and then say it and write it for 21 days.
Okay. All right, so why do we have to say it? I mean, why do we have to write it down? We got to make a decision for Deuteronomy 30:19. I said before you, life and death, blessing and cursing, choose life.
Yes, we have to write it down because you said there's a connection between the spirit, the mind, and the body. So when we see it, it connects to our spirit, and it gets more into us than just even than saying it, of course. But we have to visually see it because you say write it up, write it, and make it plain.
Yeah. Baca 2:2, write the vision, make it plain, so when you see it, you'll run to it, all right? So no matter what you're going through, you have to do those 2 steps. You have to. You have to make a decision and then write it down because that's what God told us to do, and he didn't change. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever, all right? Anything else? So it's 2 people on this side. What's going on this side, all right? Todd?
Mine was when you told Holy Spirit revealed what he thought of us.
Uh-huh, okay.
And mine was love.
Okay.
So I wanted more words than that.
Okay.
So he's giving that 1 word.
Okay.
So last night I was kind of reading through Corinthians, and it was talking about how his love is pretty much unbreakable, inseparable.
Okay.
He kind of said just for the deepest ocean, he'll still be there, that type of thing. So it was kind of, I didn't understand it Sunday because I wanted more. But then as I was kind of reading through Corinthians, it showed me that no matter what, pretty much you choose to leave him.
Okay.
Versus, because he'll never leave you.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, did you get more?
Well, I read that, yeah.
Who else? Wayne?
I got one more thing you said that really stuck out to me, that you said like 90% of the people work for the other percent who make all the goals.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be one of those people. I don't want to be one of those people who have somebody else make decisions for me, make the goals for me. I want to do it myself.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Nicole, you smell about something. You see something or that just resonated with you? Okay. All right. Anybody else? Got two right here.
The more we give over to God, the more we'll see his protection in those areas.
Okay. All right, so what does that mean to you, Cheryl?
So if I'm holding on to it and I'm trying to work on it myself, he's not in that.
Okay. Ooh.
If I give it over to him, then he makes it happen.
Okay.
And I get the glory through him.
Okay. All right. Okay. Reverend?
Write it down how you want it to be.
Oh, what do you mean? Okay.
In other words, so you can read the scripture and everything, but you have to make it personal. You have to confess it how you want it to be. They say something is going on, and yes, you see it one way, but that's not the way you want it to be.
Okay, got it.
And that's not the way God said it should be.
Okay.
So you have to confess it and say it in the way that you what you want to see, not what you don't want to see.
Because
a lot of times we'll say, you know, what things look like
rather
than what you want it to be. So we confess what we want it to be.
Okay, all right. Anybody else? That's a good review. Cole, you good? So tell me something. So what stops us from making the decision? Because if that's what we got to do in order to go to the next step, what stops us from doing that? So you stump your toe. Yeah, your toe hurt. But what decision do you need to make after stumping your toe? I mean, what do you say? Don't cuss. Wayne?
I think it's like if I develop a bad self-identity about myself,
Okay. Even
if I decide to make a good decision, because I'm so used to that bad self-identity, like, you know, I need help, I'm a victim, I will go back to that. So I have to make a decision, too, that now I'm not going to be a victim anymore.
Okay.
So that's one of the things that will stop you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Old identity.
The big F word, fear.
Fear. And it would say what? What could fear say that would stop
us? Fear could say, I won't be able to do this.
Okay.
How am I going to do this? How is this going to take place? Okay. All kind of questions. Is God going to do this?
Okay. All right.
And so then you just stop and you don't do it because of that fear.
Okay. All right.
I would say procrastination sometimes.
And it'll say what?
It'll say, well, I can put it off.
Okay.
And I can put it off. And I can put it off.
Okay.
And you keep putting it off.
Okay, all right. So remember, every emotion speaks. Every emotion speaks. Emotion is one word. A thought is a sentence or sentence fragment.
Can I piggyback off of what Marion just said about fear?
Okay.
And could God do this? For me, it's, well, God, how can you do this?
How could
you possibly do that?
Okay. That's good. And guys, just like what Michelle did, don't be afraid to ask for help. You follow me? What is it about us Christians that either don't want other people to know what we're going through, or we're supposed to be tough enough where we don't have to ask for help? How many of y'all know somebody like that? Okay. Y'all see how that worked? I didn't say how many of y'all like that. I say how many of y'all know somebody like that. Yeah. Because we've been teaching on no turning back. And so what we looked at on Sunday was Jeremiah 29:11, and the Holy Spirit had said, and he stopped the service, and he said, ask them to ask me what I think about them, the thoughts that I have towards them. And that ended up being the whole service, because he just came in and he told everybody, and nobody's stuff was the same. That's how individualized God is. Everybody has something different. But I am fascinated about the fact about how much he had people outside. Yeah, I mean, that was the common theme throughout everything, was a lot of people was outside in the grass, the sun on them, and things like that, water. So it's something about outside that he wants us to make sure that we go outside more. Don't stay in the house all the time. All right, so we've been talking about keep driving straight. So we had went over, be mindful of the urges. And what did I mean by be mindful of the urges? You can't have you can write this down. You can't have an action without an emotion. So there's an emotion that kicks in, and then that's connected, that urge is connected to that. Nicole?
So things don't just come out of nowhere.
Okay.
There's seeds have been planted, and the behavior is like the fruit.
Uh-huh.
But more often than not, I feel like I just see the fruit and don't pay attention to where the seeds were.
Okay, say that one more time. That's good. Y'all help out.
Things don't just happen out of nowhere. the behavior is the fruit, but whatever I'm thinking or feeling or situations that happen may be the seeds.
Okay.
And often I just see the fruit and I wonder where it came from.
Okay. And I knew that because that's why I put the second thing in there, which is ask what just happened. Guys, it's amazing how when we ask the question, because we have the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, he answers the question. And you just say it. What just happened? Because something happened. You guys all know I work at Boaz and Ruth Monday through Thursday. And you know the scripture said that Satan departed for a season? And so you don't have to wonder what you're going to be tempted in. You're going to be tempted in what's being taught. And so over time, this started, how long you say, honey? About 4 months ago, 3 months ago? Oh, the intensity of things at work. Probably about 3 months ago. Been called a nigger. And I'm 59 years old, only been called a nigger twice. And that's amazing by itself. A lady with one of the rental houses said that to me. And I was cool. I was calm. And people just started acting up. I mean, you know, things been special with the group, but things just started intensifying. And so, you know, it's like I'm resisting the thought, I'm replacing the thought, and so forth and so on. But people who know me, like when Curly met me, I had a serious anger issue. I had some serious anger issues. I mean, I was one angry brother. And so God, look, Chris laughed. You know, I remember Curly and I were going somewhere, and somebody cut in front of me, and I hit the back of him. We was in the tunnel, and I remember just hitting the ceiling of the car. Boom, 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 boom. You know, we had a rough ride that day. And Carla, you know how cool she is. You know, she's special. She looked over and smiled at me, Monica, and she said, "So I don't know what all that did, but I see your hands bleeding. How did that work out for you?" And I, you know, I'm mad again. I want to hit the thing, but I can't do that because then she was right. And the Holy Spirit delivered me from anger, because I had some serious anger issues. So I say all that to say, I've been talking about no U-turn. So different situations with rental properties was going on. And so then on Sunday, some intensity happened. And I went to raise my fist, because that's how I release anger real quick. I just hit something. And I did like that, and I caught myself. So my hand had came up off the table about that far. And I was just angry. And so, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm starting to, I say, I got to give this anger away. I got to give this anger away. But I knew the anger was deeper than what just happened. And so, you know, I asked for help. I said, I think it was Reverend. I said, can you go get my wife? Go get my wife. Yeah, yeah. Because I'm going to ask for help. I knew the anger was in a disproportionate. What did I say about disproportion? So when the incident, when the emotion is disproportionate to the incident, is steeped in our past. When the emotion is disproportioned to the incident, then it's steeped in our past. And so I knew whatever the situation was that caused my hand to go up was not in proportion to the incident. So I called, I said, go get my wife, go get my wife. And she came in, you know, with that big smile she got, and, you know, she said, what's going on, honey? I said, I need you to pray for me. I'm mad. And so she lovingly grabbed me. Come on, honey. He loved me, grab me. See, this is just an excuse. she lovingly grabbed me. She loved me, grabbed me like it. I said, pray for me, honey. She said, what's wrong? So I started to tell her. And she said, all it is, she dropped her hand. She said, all it is what you're teaching on. And then she started reverting back to all the things that had gone on for the last 3 months. And I said, I don't need no prayer. I got it now, baby. That's what I said. I said, I don't need prayer. I got it now. So I needed somebody else to remind me of what I'm teaching on, because that's where the anger had. So that he knew that whatever happened on Sunday wasn't enough to get me to that place. So it was a slow burn. Y'all follow what I'm saying? It was a slow burn. Y'all grab this thing. Remember I said, I don't believe in pastors that try to act like everything fine. They never go through anything. I believe that if I'm going through something, and I got the victory over it, you need to know about it, so you won't look at me like, wow, you don't go. Now, I ain't believing to go through nothing. Let me make that clear. But I just said, I got it. I said, you don't need to pray for me. And she smiled. She just walked on out. I was like, okay, glad I can help. That was easy. But it was what I was been teaching on. And so I'm trying to tell you that what's being taught on, you guys will be tested on. It's going to be something that's going to try to lure you back. So don't be surprised when this old boyfriend or old girlfriend come out. You follow me? Or some food stuff started to come out. Okay, amen. Huh? Food stuff? Anybody want to share anything about food coming around? Got a mic coming your way?
Well, I wasn't here on Sunday, but okay. Teresa called me to share what service was about. So I read the scripture, and I started my list of 21 things.
Okay.
And what I'd done in the past is said that I was going to eat a healthy diet.
Okay.
But the reality is I'm diabetic.
Okay.
So I'd skipped all over that word, and I had to put, I am going to eat a diabetic healthy diet for the next 21 days.
Okay.
And yesterday went smoothly.
Okay. All right.
Today, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, well, you're going to go to church, so you know you normally don't eat a full meal. You need to eat a little something extra. Okay. Just go on and eat the fried chicken and the cream potatoes.
Uh-huh.
Forget the vegetable.
Okay.
And just as I got up to go into the kitchen, I was really stopped in my tracks.
Okay.
I was so convicted. Like, you better go and get that baby romaine and put a piece of baked chicken on top of it and drink some water.
Okay.
And thank God for being blessed with this food and go to church.
Okay. Amen.
But immediately I was just convicted, quickened, all of that.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, my, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Thanks for sharing. You got one here? Did you have your hand? You in the popcorn? Was it popcorn or something different?
Oh, it's something different.
Okay, all right, all right.
So, you know, I've been cooking for other people recently, the last couple of days, my friend and another friend. So I wanted to bake them cookies. Well, you know, cookies don't tempt me. It's the dough.
Oh, okay, okay.
So I've been eating cookie dough.
Okay.
For the last 2 days, and my and I feel sick.
Okay.
I mean, because I'm not, I've been eating healthy.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, Curly, what are you doing? You are like 4 weeks away from what you need to be, you know, so it is. It's it's a constant temptation, you know, for, and Satan knows what you like.
Okay.
So I can bake cookies all day long, but I got to get them in the oven.
Right? So we're talking about no U-turn, keeping straight. It's a gradual process. Remember, it's a gradual. How he came after me for months to get me to that place. Okay? All right. So then we talked about that's decision-making time. When it comes up, when Curly was tempted with the dough, that's when she got the decision needs to be made. When Latrice was tempted with the fried chicken and the cream potato, that's when the decision needs to be made. Okay? And you got to say something. I got a mic right here. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, they got to bring the mic to you.
Can you repeat what you said about when the emotion is disproportionate?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, y'all help me out. Remember what I said. All right? So when the incident, when the emotion is disproportionate to the incident, then it's steeped in our past. So when the emotion is in disproportionate to the incident, it's steeped in our past. So that anger wasn't in proportion to what just happened. It was like way blown off. It, you know, if you're getting ready to hit your hand on the desk, that's not proportionate to the incident at all. You know, when somebody scream at you in the store or cut you off and then they start chasing your car, that whatever you did is not proportionate to that incident. Yeah, and that means it's steeped in our past, meaning that somebody did something to us a way back, and that's that little child responding to that and not the grown person.
So that occasion was caused, that little
Uh-huh, right. Mm-hmm. So that little child at the time, that little child, can you say it again so that we can get it international?
Was that little child that rose back up during an occasion that whatever expression that you were showing at the time, mm-hmm. it really wasn't called for.
Exactly. Not at all. Right. Not at all. Oh, okay. Nope. So at that time, you're responding to hurt, frustration, and fear of the past. Remember what we say hurt was? Anybody remember hurt? Frustration and then fear. All of those are forms of anger. Hurt, frustration, and fear. Fear is going to happen again. Frustration is little things over time. And hurt is like the initial blast, for lack of a better word. Okay? All right, so today we're going to talk about notice. Number one was what? Notice the urges. Okay? Number two is notice subtle behaviors that suggest a return. What kind of behaviors? So this won't be a blast in your face, right? This is going to be subtle. All right, so what types of things is this young man thinking about? He thinking about food, what else? Money, cigarettes. That fancy car.
And his wife accusing him.
Okay. I don't have to put up with that. Cigarettes. Or is it somebody else's wife? Yeah. What? You don't look like a wife? Yeah. He thinking about the female? Yeah. So he's contemplating things. And what I'm asking you is, what things are you contemplating? Because you know I set y'all up, right? I set myself up. And then see, I go through it when I'm studying it, and then y'all get to go through it when I'm in service. So notice the subtle behaviors that suggest a return. What subtle behaviors? What are subtle behaviors that suggest a return? What are subtle behaviors that suggest a return? So just think about the word that God gave you guys. I got one coming your way.
So I, if I have to go out of town to my cousin's house,
okay,
I used to live near there.
Okay.
And then I start driving past places that I used to go.
Okay, all right.
And then I'm like, why am I doing this? I left here for a reason.
Okay, all right. Thinking about the places you used to go. Who used their self-talk this week? You guys had an assignment of self-talking, nice talking to yourself for 5 minutes. All right, I got three people. And the rest of them looking down like, oh, please, please don't call on me. I'm not going to call on y'all. I'm not going to call. Chris, can I get those names in the back? What was your self-talk?
My self-talk when I started to feel a little down or something, I would say, no, I choose joy. I have joy.
Okay.
Because then you said, I have it.
Okay.
I have joy.
Okay. Next.
On Sunday, I was a little moody, and I felt the old Jasmine come back. I see Nicole nodding her head yes.
Okay.
Anyway, and so I was talking to Sharon on Monday, and I was like, oh, my goodness. I was like, it's the old Jasmine coming back.
Okay.
But no, thankfully, there was some female things going
on.
Okay. So, but I was able to notice, and I was like, why am I irritated? Everybody is ticking me off. Okay. Just go away. Get out of my face. Okay. Even at work, I was talking to I think my mom, I was like, everybody all up in my face asking for stuff. Like, get out of my face. You see I'm on the phone. But if I'm a receptionist, I'm supposed to be answering your questions. I'm like, just get out of my face and be self-sufficient. Sheesh.
Okay, all right. She said, like, you got a little to your left. Nope. Thank you, Jazz. Thank you. Appreciate your honesty. Anybody else? Did your self-talk assignment talk?
God love me.
God loves you? Okay. Anybody else? Okay, got Cynthia coming your way. Latrice, raise your hand, Latrice, so he can get you.
I guess my self-talk was, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me when situations appear overwhelming.
Okay, all right. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
I was saying to myself, there's no turning back.
Okay.
So why are you on Pinterest looking at pound cake recipes?
Okay. That's good. Good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. It? I didn't see
I know when I get tired, I get short.
Okay.
And I went to bed early last night.
Okay.
I was proud of myself.
Okay. What time is it?
It was 10:30.
Okay.
And I said, Sharon, guess what? I beat you in the bed.
Oh, okay, okay.
Right. And it was good.
Okay, good for you.
Felt better this morning.
Okay, awesome. Thanks for sharing. All right, so let's go ahead. Anybody know what flirting is? Okay. All right. So the one way that you notice subtle behavior is I call it flirting with danger. Okay? Flirting with danger. So what's flirting? Playing around. Okay? I'm going to give y'all some intense definitions of this thing. I want you to think about no turning back and how you apply flirting to it. So flirting is a simple expression to signal our attraction to. And y'all finish the sentence. So flirting, Sharon, is your simple attraction to what? It signals attraction to what? So just think about what it is that tries to come back in your life. You got one?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a mic. Flirting is a simple expression to signal our attraction to.
Flirting is a simple signal. The simple signal that I have is to go visit a certain store that I know I don't need to go visit there, but an urge will come if I'm in that area. You know, you need to just stop by. You don't have to buy anything. Just go see what they got in there.
Okay.
But I know I don't need anything, so I don't need to go in the store.
Okay. So flirting towards a specific store, okay? Yes, ma'am.
One of our viewers said flirting is being extra friendly.
Okay, okay, all right. Flirting is being extra friendly. Y'all ready for the next one? To tease with future possibilities. That's what flirting is, to tease with future possibilities. You know, Sharon, you might drive by there. You might go in there. You might not look all the way around, but you know the possibility exists for the future. Well, I'm not going to get anything today, but I'm going to come back next week. You got it? You see how that works? Anybody ever dealt with that? So, Kelly told y'all about the cookie dough, but some of the dough made it to the oven. So what you think it produced was cookies, right? So I got to walk by these cookies. Okay? So I'm flirting with the cookie. It's six of them. She won't know that one is missing. But they're all laid out, Jenny. They're all laid out. So you're like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I'm going to flirt with the cookie. And I'm hoping to God that Corey's going to come by the house. Because then that way, if I take one, we can always accuse him. Or if he take one, he can always accuse me. So we decided that each one of us was going to take a cookie. You follow me? Only to find out, she said, I set those out for y'all. You guys can have those. So see, I went through all that thing. But I flirted with the cookie. It took me about a good hour before I had the cookie. You know what I'm saying? You walk by like, hey, cookie talking to me. I'm talking to you, cookie. You know, I don't need you. And then you start saying other things. Like you say, okay, well, if I take the cookie, then I'm going to go ahead and cycle and make up for the cookie. Okay, you see how that works? So that's going to be another term I'm going to show you in a second. But the whole thing about flirting is it teases about the future possibility. So I knew in my mind, Pavis, that eventually I was going to get that cookie because I stayed in the kitchen. Come on, I don't stay in the kitchen. But, you know, the cookie was talking to me. I was talking to the cookie. But times passed, I would have ate all of the cookies. Corey wouldn't have got in. I would have blamed Corey, but I would have ate them all. All right, y'all check this out. Ooh. Flirting is a form of foreplay. So you imagine how the cookie is going down. You imagine how the cookie going down. Y'all know I went out and got me some chocolate milk to go with the cookie. What's a cookie without chocolate milk? You know, I had a, you know, and what I found out about eating is that the better I can make it look, you know, it's like I used to be a stand-up eater. I don't stand up anymore. So what I do is I sit there, I get me a nice little plate, put the one cookie in the middle of the plate. You know? My nickname used to be Cookie Monster. That's what my daughter gave me, a Cookie Monster little guy that you put cookies on the inside. He was about that tall. But, you know, I tried to cut it with a fork, but that didn't work. You know, it's like, you know, I'm wanting to eat it slow. I want them to maintain the slowness of it. You know, I cross my legs while I'm at the table and all that. You know, you just, if I'm going to eat it, I'm going to eat it good. I'm going to make sure that the thing is done right. But it was a form of foreplay. You know, once the cookie is there, you got your orgasm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, that's what you've been, but it's all been set up. That might have taken four hours before you actually entered into it. You follow me? Y'all looking at me funny. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Okay. Right. Y'all got y'all issue. Mine was the cookie. Right? But it's a form of foreplay, and I knew I could get your head to start thinking sexual. But with everything that we're tempted by is sex to us. Might be food, might be clothes, might be money, but it's a form of foreplay. Okay? All right, I'm going to keep on moving because y'all looking at me funny. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 27 to 33. And I looked at different translations of this, and it says, can a man scoop a flame into his lap and not have his clothes catch on fire? Can you do that? One of the translations said, can a man scoop fire into his pants and not be burnt? So different translations had different things, but it's telling us that if we flirt around with danger, we can burn up. So as we're thinking about not turning back, we got to think about, can you do a little bit and not have the whole thing affect you? Because it started out as a little thing, and then it, depending on time, to take us to the next level. Anybody want to share anything pertaining to that? Well, you started out little, and then it got intensified? Guess not. Okay, I got one. One in the back.
I mean, drinking. So, okay. Like, start off in college, someone hand me a Jell-O shot. You're like, ooh, it tastes like Jell-O. Then, like, eight more. And then you're like, ooh. And then you go to mixed drinks. Okay. And then more alcohol and less mixer and okay. Stuff like that.
Okay. So. All right, that's a good example. Got one here. Mine, was that a hand? Or? No. She said, I just trying to scratch my nose.
A long time ago, when I lived in Massachusetts, I started flirting with, I guess you'd call it gambling,
uh-huh.
When you get, those little tickets, and then if the number comes out, okay. Then you win money.
Okay.
It just started as just a little ticket,
okay.
And before I knew it, I thought that I was dreaming numbers, and those are the numbers that I would go to play,
okay.
And then I would watch to see what the results were, and eventually it just drove me crazy,
okay.
Because I just knew that I was going to win.
Okay.
I just knew that this time, and it just got uh-huh. So intense,
okay.
That I had to put it away because
okay.
I was going to go crazy.
Gotcha.
I was going to go
okay.
Nuts
because okay.
I wanted to win so badly.
Okay, appreciate your honesty. Y'all notice how long ago she said it was?
Yeah, I got one. The job where I'm at, they have free Starbucks coffee.
Uh-huh.
And I've never been a coffee drinker all
okay.
My whole life. But one day I decided to get a cup.
Okay.
Then that was good for the, uh-huh. The caffeine was.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, the next week I decided to get another one.
Uh-huh.
Then it got to a point over a couple of months, I was doing a cup a day.
Okay.
And last week, one point, I did two cups in the morning.
Oh, okay. Appreciate y'all.
So that's the gradual... progression of it.
Uh-huh, gradual progression. I got one in the back. One up here.
For me, it's not more so me flirting with it, but kind of it's flirting with me.
Oh. How's it flirting with you? Everybody turn around. Y'all peeping that out.
Well, you know, like, let's say I might like the way somebody dress.
Okay.
Right? And they may know it too.
Okay.
So they might throw on something
okay.
To look good, and,
uh-huh.
And I think I can handle it.
Okay.
So I get around it, and then I just fail.
Go ahead. I was laughing at the last part. So you say you think you make
it
handle it.
Yeah, I think I'm making, let's say, a nice dress or something.
Uh-huh,
you know
okay.
What I'm saying? So I'm like, I can handle it. I can be around you. And then I just fail miserably.
Okay.
You know?
All right. So. Okay. Appreciate your honesty.
Mine is credit.
Okay. All right. What credit thing?
I just got credit.
Okay.
So it was really exciting.
Uh-huh.
And I have a really nice score. And then when I got credit, I said, oh, well, Chick-fil-A is just
$10. Okay. All right.
And then I said, I really like these shoes.
Oh, okay.
And then I said, okay, well, this looks nice. And then I had to pay it back, And I just wanted to pay it back, and I had to go through like 5 different ways. It's my first time. Uh-huh. And so then I was like, here, just take the money. Just take it so my my credit score won't be bad. And now I'm just like, I don't want to spend something unless I see in my account that I have it.
Okay, awesome. What y'all want to tell about credit? Run? Yeah, run for it, run. Yeah. So we're still talking about notice subtle behaviors that suggest. What are our warning signs? Now remember, God gave you, asked the Holy Spirit to show you an area that you are wanting to be free of. So that's what my question to you is. What are our warning signs for those specific areas that the Holy Spirit told you that you needed freedom in? Anybody want to share? You got one in the back?
So mine is rice, okay. And it is going to Walmart by myself. So I'll ask mom, like, hey, you're going to the grocery store tomorrow. Can you pick this up? Okay. Another warning sign is whenever everybody else has gone to sleep in the house, uh-huh. And it's just me and Bella looking at each other, and I'm like, I can make a quick Walmart run. They don't close till such and such time.
Okay.
So go to bed, okay, Jasmine, go to bed.
Okay, all right. Chill. Now, guys, these work if you work them. Faith without works is dead, being alone. So it's like, I'm giving you the techniques, but you have to use them by asking yourself, you know, so what's my warning sign? And whenever you ask a question out loud, the Holy Spirit is the one that answers. But when you ask a question, it interrupts the thought.
Okay, mine was clutter.
Okay, all right.
But I have a specific type of clutter, okay, that I find way too attractive, and okay, that's office supplies. Uh-huh. I really like office supplies, paper and pens and markers. Oh, goodness. So this is a really bad time of the year for me.
Okay.
Because they're all on sale, and then you can buy like packs of crayons for 25 cents. Okay. I've got 6 packs of crayons. Okay. I don't need any more crayons. So I have to just not go to the office supply store.
Okay. All right.
And then my son kind of ushers me through the office supplies at the grocery store. But other than that, it's getting better where I'm not actually seeking out office supplies.
Okay.
So
Chris, you recognize it? Can you see her eyes light up when she sees office stuff?
I just know how she is.
Okay.
when we go shopping, she's very easily distracted.
Okay. Okay. All right. What excuses are we using not to go? What excuses are we using not to go? And what I'm talking about is to go for help. What excuses do we use not to go for help? I find that, let's see, let me say this in a safe way. Church is designed to help us out. Okay, so, you know, you have a midweek service, then you have a Sunday service, or most churches have two services a week. I find that most of the time, if people are missing, they are dealing with more challenges by not being at church, because if you walk in funny, like you saw Nicole when Jazz said she was acting a little funny, and you saw Sharon shake her head, and Nicole shook her head. So people who you are around know when you're going through something. Most of them will notice your behavior. But what excuses are you using not to go to church or not to go to a meeting where you can be energized or encouraged? Those are flirting again with your freedom. So somebody knows that you act a certain way. If they know Monty sit right here every Sunday and they don't see Monty, somebody need to reach out to Monty and say, hey, I hadn't seen you in row 1, seat 2. What's going on? And Monty's going to, you know, brush him off like, oh, I'm fine. But listen to the tone of Monty instead of the words of Monty. You understand what I mean? Sadness has a voice. And no matter how you try to act like it's not there, if you're listening with your spirit, you can hear the sadness in that voice. And you say, hey, you know, just cut it. Stop it. You know, whatever words y'all want to use. But just go in on them if y'all have that type of relationship. So if you don't know Monty, just call and say, hey, Monty, I hadn't seen you in a while, anything going on, anything I can help you with. But if you know Monty personally, then you can go in on us because relationship opens the door. But if you don't have a relationship with somebody, you know, other than your pastor, I can jerk at you, you know. But if you don't have a relationship, you're going to push them away because people are kind of private now. They're afraid of information being leaked out, and sometimes they see you as that leaker because, you know, certain people they like to stay in their mess. That's the best way I can put it. But, you know, listen to what you're not listen to what's not being said is what I'm trying to say. If you notice a person hadn't been for a while, hey, just reach out. I got 3 weeks. You know, I'll scan the audience. Boom, 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 boom. Curly just told somebody the other day, she said, you better be glad you showed up to church today because, Pastor, this was your third week, and Pastor, we're going to give you a call. Follow me? If you're going through stuff, guys, you got to be around people who have went past that. You can't stay in the same place with the same problem and expect a different results. You just can't do it. If you're going through stuff, hanging around negative people, you're not getting out of that. Because what they're going to do? They're going to pat you on the head. Yeah, you need to. Well, you deserve to eat anything you want to eat. Yeah, you deserve to cheat. I mean, they just rub you. Because it's like, be honest with you, certain people are jealous of where you are. And their whole thing is, how can I help them fail? It's real.
I think for me, be a warning sign to seek out friends who encourage that.
Okay.
You know, that type of behavior, like everything is okay, Wayne.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. So yeah. Seek out friends to encourage that behavior. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, just piggyback on what you just said. I think some people like to see you fail.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I got one back. And guys, don't ignore these things, because that's why I brought them up here. What excuses are you using not to? Some people get to a certain level and then they start making excuses about how they're going. Oh, this, you too healthy. Let somebody call you holy and sanctified. Well, you are. You're in Christ. But then, you know, like, then I got to stop going to church because then you're going to tease me that I'm holy and sanctified. You follow me? Or you got to take a drink, or you got to do something to mess that up because you want to be back in with the group.
One thing that I do, I don't share all my goals and my dreams with everybody.
Okay, yeah.
And that's me personally. And I know where I am now in my life. Uh-huh. I'm going to always stay humble because I know where I came from and what I had to do to get where I am now.
Okay. All right. Because that didn't work out for Joseph, did it? Yeah. He thought he was sharing with family. Family excited for you, aren't they? I got one here.
Kind of going off of what Corey said, I had a friend, and I mean, I still talk to her, but she was like, we were talking about relationships, and she was like, basically, why aren't you mad? Why aren't you upset?
Ooh, wow.
And I was like, I'm good. I'm okay. Like, you know, faith is, you know, works that you don't see. Uh-huh. And then it got to, she doesn't have a faith.
Okay.
Like, she just doesn't hope for anything or like anything like that. And then the conversation was just like, man, well, maybe I don't need to be talking certain things with you.
Okay.
If you don't even have a, like, even an optimistic perspective.
Okay.
You're just dry.
Okay. Okay. That's good.
I have a question.
Okay.
We see this a lot in the business that I'm in.
Okay.
A person starts out, they're going to rule the world.
Rule the world. Okay.
You know, and you got to know when you work for yourself. It's hard. Mm-hmm. You have to be strong. You have to be a warrior, like the song that she. No, you have to know that you are meant to be an entrepreneur.
Okay.
So we see these cycles happen, and okay, first you start seeing people missing the meetings a little bit, and then they start hanging around people that are not doing as well as they want to be doing.
Okay.
So what is that? I mean, it's like they're saying they want to be successful, but then they pull back and do things that keep them from being successful.
Okay. We would call it self-sabotage, but what you will find, my wife is a Mary Kay director, and so I'm the guy that hang around with the husbands. And so what I found is that, not all of them, but what I found, Nicole, is when I start talking to the husbands, the wife has been in other programs, and so they's like, you know, the husband not excited because he said, yeah, the last program she was in, she was in there for 6 months. And so now this is another program, and she will be in that for 6 months. So I'm not getting excited because I lost this, 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 and this, okay? But then there's other sabotage. Everybody has a profile. Remember, you can write this down. Most of y'all know it by heart because I say it enough. Is how you do some things is how you do everything. So most people that you encounter are, they have that barrier where they can do something for 6 months, 8 months, maybe even a year. But if you went back, you would see that they did other things like that where it was a year or 6 months. It's very consistent. Some people cannot see themselves past where they are. You follow me? It's like, okay, having financial freedom. Because, you know, the thing about entrepreneurship is this. You have no one to blame but yourself. So if you succeed, who did it? Now, we know Christ is working through you, but you did it. You made the contact. You made the call. You got the rejection. Ed, I know you've dealt with it in your personal business. But there's nobody you can blame with that. But if you're working a job, you can always blame management. Just like here. You know, people say, I got to have this difficult conversation. And they say, well, I don't want to have a conversation. I just say, blame the pastor. Because, you know, I'm used to it. You know, some things I don't even say blame the pastor. And they get back to me like, yeah, the pastor told me to do something. I ain't say nothing. I didn't say a word. But the Holy Spirit makes sure you know what you need to know. You know, like with Rosalind, when she has to come around and ask you guys who's going to do the talking. You know, two people from this side, two people from this side. She said, pastor, people don't want to talk. They don't want to say nothing to me. I said, just blame the pastor. Just tell them the pastor say get money, or the pastor say get Coy, or get Spencer. You follow me? So, yeah, entrepreneurship is a different beast because this whole mindset is if I succeed, I did it. If I fail, I did it. Most people don't have the tenacity to stay in that field because there's nobody else to blame. But it's freedom that Curly was after. It's not only just finances, it's freedom. You know, she gets to make her own schedule the way she wants to make a schedule. And the way that she lives in that realm, only no job could take her like that. Yeah, they couldn't keep up with her. Yeah. Y'all know people like that stop. They got that profile, the history. They start things and they stop. You know, we're still talking about subtlety. So James chapter 1, verse 13 through 15 in the Message says, the temptation to give in to evil comes from us and who alone? Only us. So who we want to blame, though, Ginger? Give me a mic. Who we want to blame? Who do we want to blame when stuff don't?
Anybody but us.
We have no one to blame but the leering, seducing flare-up of our own lust. Curly's his cookie, though. Mine's is the cookie. So, you know, if we don't watch it, we got a codependent relationship. Hey, babe, I won't tell nobody you eat the dough, and you won't tell them I ate the cookie. All right? Because Jazz don't eat cookies, so we good to go. All right? But check this out. Lust gets pregnant and has a baby. What's the baby name? Sin. Sin grows up to adulthood and becomes a real killer. So whenever I'm doing a word study, I always do four or five translations until I get to the one that I say, boom, they hadn't heard this version. But that thing was cool, man. Lust gets pregnant, has a baby, and it's called sin. Go ahead, bro. What did that breath mean? You took a deep breath. What did that breath mean? Mike beside you.
No, just seeing the process, mm-hmm. and the end result,
okay.
is the real killer. Is this? I mean, you look at it as, you know, the baby is being innocent, uh-huh. and then it grows up.
Okay.
It's just, yeah. you know, it's powerful. Yeah.
Powerful. So that lust, that temptation comes from us and only us. Ed rides by the same story that Sharon says she wants to stop. He has no temptation whatsoever. But he has another type of temptation. I got another. He might not even like cookies. You follow me? But it's our own stuff. You know, my stuff was food, sweets, because we came from a large family. And, you know, when you got about 8-9 other people to feed, you ain't getting nothing but a half a cookie. You're not getting the whole cookie. piece of cake, you're only getting one slice because that cake got to go around. So I made a decision. All we got was cornflakes. Curly, she went through a cornflake stage. Man, she never saw me eat cornflakes because that's the only cereal we could afford. You know, you couldn't get no Rice Krispies and stuff like that, man. Man, I told her, I said, I never, never will eat no cornflakes. Man, and party meat. Y'all, anybody y'all ever hear party meat? That was bored people. Party meat? Do you ever hear this, Sharon? Yeah, man. I don't know what that food was. Nobody asked to trade your food when you was eating party meat. Okay, all right, thank you. Ooh. All right, so I'm going to start with this one on Sunday. Oh, permission giving thoughts. What is that? What y'all think it is? You got one here, one here.
Everybody does it. Everybody has something. This is just your thing.
Okay, everybody has something. This is your thing.
It's not really a problem. Okay. If you can just control it, it'll be okay. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. Sound like y'all got this thing. Y'all said this stuff before.
I'm only on this side of town once a month.
Ooh, okay, okay.
I'll just do it this time.
Ooh, just this time. Okay. Got one in the back.
Yeah, just do it in moderation.
Do it in moderation. Okay.
Go ahead. God's going to forgive you. Ooh. Go ahead and repent after you finish.
Ooh. Good one. That's a click, click, click. I got one more. She got one more. So y'all going to be thinking about this for Sunday.
But this is a special occasion because my cousin graduated from pharmacy school. We're just going to hang out today.
Okay.
That's it. Special it's not going to happen again.
Okay. Huh? Anybody else?
Huh? God knows my heart.
Ooh. I bet he do. Right, guys. We got to stop. Okay. That's awesome. Anything you're going to take away with? Yes, sir.
Wait, what Corey said about jealousy.
Okay.
Some people jealous where you at.
Uh-huh.
It was a point in my life. Somebody told me straight up they was jealous.
Okay.
And I didn't even, that can't be serious.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they told you straight up.
Right to my face.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you bypass. Okay. All right.
All right. Because they said it was my friend. So
uh-huh, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I mean, how you going to be jealous of me?
Okay.
You know? So,
be mindful of the urges because the thoughts that I have, that's the seed.
Uh-huh.
I need to be mindful of that.
Okay, mindful of the urges. Okay, the thoughts. Okay.
So maybe this is Sunday.
Uh-huh.
But what I'm not sure what to do when your body, your mind, and your spirit just don't agree. So your body and your mind say, we need to be mindful. Your mind and your spirit say, we need to be mindful of the urges.
Okay.
But your body's like, don't, don't pay attention to that.
Okay.
What do you do? You just
so the reality of it is, Nicole, is you don't want to be free in that area yet. Because you have two of the three that's working towards freedom. And the third one has two against one, the two are stronger than the one, regardless of what it is. So in that particular area, you're just not ready to be free yet. Yeah, that's a good point, though. Because, I mean, that's why we're talking about temptation, because I'm saying, okay, I'll give you a perfect example. Assignment was for people to come back and tell us how they did self-talk for 5 minutes. Only three came back. You know, we're not looking at the 10 lepers. Only three out of the congregation of many came back. So then the next step was going to be 10 minutes, the next step. So I was gradually taking you all to a place where this is how I live my life. This is how Curly lives her life, is self-talk, okay? But then when only three came back, then I recognized, okay, so the congregation is not ready to go to that level in this area, okay? Because you guys are extremely smart, intelligent, willful people, okay? Okay, I got one right here.
I don't know if I might not have written this exactly where you said it, but this is what I got out of it.
Okay, all right.
Everything that we're tempted by is a form of sex.
Yeah, that was it. Mm-hmm, that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sex to you. Nicole, you had your hand up again.
Can can I follow up?
Uh-huh.
How did y'all get there? How did you get to the point where it's like, I think you've mentioned about food that it took 30 years or whatever. Mm-hmm. How did you get there?
So what it is that you recognize, when we recognize that peace was only applied where God was. So in order to have peace, I have to do it his way regardless of how I feel. So the lifestyle that we live demanded that we have his version of us. Let's see how else you can put that. Is that pretty accurate, honey? We realized that we couldn't do it. We have tried our way for so long, and we realized that our way didn't work. So we said we got to have a surety of victory in every area of our lives. And the only way that we can make sure that we have victory is to do it his way. So talking to yourself meant that I get sleep. Resisting thoughts and replacing thoughts meant that I stayed peaceful. Tithing meant that I had supply. So not saying everything that I thought. All those things that you saw other people do and it didn't produce very good results, even in the body of Christ. I'm not even talking about outside the body of Christ. I mean, I just, not even talking about that. I'm just talking about in the body of Christ. I have to do it God's way in order to get God's guaranteed results. And it's guaranteed results. If I do it his way, he guarantees the result. Because you can speak for yourself. How? The question was, how did you do it?
I don't
know. Why?
I was going to say, because okay. I still, I mean, we're not, no, we don't perfect. Have it all together. Yeah. Yeah. For me, okay, so I'm a matter-of-fact person, go by the rules, so it's easy for me.
Okay.
Because I believe whatever God says is true. He's smarter than me, so why not do it? So I'm a practical person in that sense. That's why God put me with him, because he's not always that way. So we complement each other. So we help each other, you know. So we can see, okay, something's going on. That's not bearing good fruit. Maybe we need to look and see, are we doing it the right way? Are we doing it God's way? What's going on? Are we doing it our way? And that's why things are not working. So we just wanted things to work.
Yeah.
That's simple. Yeah. I mean, you just make a decision. Mm-hmm. I want things to work the right way, and you just do what you have to do to get it done. Will you fall sometime and fail? Yes, you will. Yeah. But you just get back up, because we're a warrior, right? Yeah.
and you know, because when we got married and I started to see her lifestyle, I was already in the Bible Institute. But I started to see her lifestyle. I read the Word. I'm wondering why she's not reading the Word. But you know. But she would read the Word, but she'd read the chapter. Sharon, I got to go deep. You know, I got to go deep. I got to pull out my concordances. I got to go in. I got, you know, I got to have all this around me. And then I'm snappy. I'm angry. I got issues. And then I started noticing how she would deal with stuff. So I started asking. I said, so honey, what did you, and I know this with Holy Spirit. I said, what did you tell yourself about this? And she would tell me how she thought. And I said, okay. You know, we get in an argument. She said what she thought and went to sleep. I'm looking at her, waiting on her to wake up, because I just remember what I want to say now. You know, and I'm just staring at her like, you know, you try to find a way to kick a leg or something so she can wake up. By the way, what I was saying was, and I realized it's like it was something in her thought life. And so then I started to see that she didn't go places that she didn't want to. Well, you know, she wasn't into that stuff. Well, you know, your family, so I'm going to go because I'm with you. She didn't want to do something. She just said, no, I'm not going. So I started to research in my own way, what was it about what she told herself and so forth. And then when I started getting into counseling, it drove me towards finding out about thoughts. So I started researching thoughts. It was before the computer came out. You just started getting books and all that. And God eventually took me to this area right here, but I was fascinated by how she didn't seem like nothing bothered her. It was always, and I asked her what was, you know, we had a rude waitress or something, and it's like, she was cool with it. I'm like, I can't eat my food because I'm mad. You know what I'm saying? She said, like, pass it over here, honey. You know what I'm saying? And another thing to that, Nicole, is we got tired of other people controlling our lives. Yeah. When someone, if a cheeseburger can make you mad for the rest of the day, that's not a good thought. Amen. All right, it's tithing offering time, guys.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.